I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see. Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Long time no see. Long time no see.
How long is this going to go on?
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
Hey, look at that. It's another wonderful week has gone by. Well, I guess that's really up to your definition of wonderful, but another week has gone by, and of course, it is now time for another wonderful episode of RSN Live. Don't worry, I definitely have things to talk about this week, not like the previous weeks where I'm kind of like, wait, what? So, first things first, gotta get, you know, standard crap out of the way. Making sure that the stream's actually working properly. Second there, because I've never actually checked if the system is actually working right. It should. It chose a really weird track right now, but whatever. It is working, which is awesome. So, yeah. And just sorry, there's a bunch of shit going on Twitter. Okay, so, all this funsies going on, let's, you know, I should probably change my nick, huh? We're going live. There we go. Okay, now we're finally set. You know, one of these days, I'm just gonna write a script to do all this shit for me. It definitely would help out. So, that's something I gotta look forward to. You do bring up a good point. There's not a bunch of shit going on. Anywho. So, if you want to get in contact with me during the show, and you're, you know, actually watching or listening to the show, you can certainly try. You can go to the main webpage, rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org/participate.php, and that will get you the video and the Twitch chat. I'm also on IRC. Over at... Oh, wow, that is really delayed tonight. Holy shit. That is, like, epically delayed. Okay, anyways, back to what I was saying. I'm on IRC, so irc.surrealchat.net, IRC. Afternet, and irc.ramsonic.net. Both of those are .networks, by the way. I'm in RSN on all three networks, and Surreal Chat over on Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo. There is also the Twitter option, speaking of Twitter constantly tweeting. Just include hashtag RSN_live, and I might see it, might not. That's really kind of, if I'm paying attention. So, there you go. Oh, you can also just direct tweet, I guess, @ RSN Live or @ voice or RSN voice. Well, why am I like suddenly unable to think? That's weird. Oh well. And I should probably get some music up too. I didn't even. No, I thought I had this all set up. One day I will get this set up properly. Today is not that day. Well, let's see. Cartoon. We'll go with some cartoon. Why not? Go over here. And something, 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 something. really hard to find files for some reason tonight. Yeah, we'll just go with that. Alright, so like I said, I told you how to get in contact with me a little bit later in the show. There's obviously the standard Mumble conversation bit, so I don't know what kind of audience I would get. Rex? Maybe you can talk to him. See what we can get. So, yeah. This is Voice of RSN Live. I will be back shortly, and then we shall start discussing.
Thank you.
Steam. That's me. That's what I do. Because I'm part of the glorious PC master race. I don't degrade myself with consoles. That's why Sega's losing out. So, anyways, yeah, it apparently has been confirmed that this Friday, which is the 13th, by the way, Friday the 13th. Awesome. The Steam machine prototypes are being sent out to the participants of the beta program, which I am not a member of. Thank you very much, Gaben. But at the same token, SteamOS will be dropping on the 13th, so look what I'm going to be doing possibly tomorrow while I'm digging around my laptop in a virtual machine. I don't know if I want to really replace an entire desktop operating system with it just yet, but yeah, no, that's around the corner. Supposed to be released tomorrow, supposedly. We'll see what happens there. I'm like following a bunch of different conversations now. It's kind of weird. So, yeah, no, there's that announcement. And, of course, now, that's going to happen again next week, by the way, because I think it's the 19th? 19th next week is when the Steam Winter Sale starts going up, so. And yes, I do hope that means that CSGO will be coming to Linux soon as well. Because I personally, I don't like dealing with Windows anymore. It just pisses me off. That's the whole reason why I spent this afternoon taking Windows off my HTPC and moving it over exclusively to Linux. Because Windows has failed me for the last time. Apparently the simple act of recording video was too much for the operating system to handle, and it kept crashing. There is this also this weird issue it had where it couldn't keep time. Even though it was set to keep time, I had, like, I specifically, you know, went in, reg-hacked the actual NTP servers. Like, I want to say Strata 2. I can't remember. Like, I think Strata 0 is, like, the actual atomic clocks themselves. But yeah, no, actual reliable NTP time tracking servers, and that fucking operating system couldn't keep up with it. So I was getting shows that were ending 5 minutes before they were actually ending. So, no, we're done with that. We're done with that shit. We're gonna see what happens with Myth TV is what I'm trying. I know there's some people that are out there listening going, Myth TV. We'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. Apparently I was supposed to use XBMC, but Myth TV is what came to my mind first, and Myth TV, I know, works with the Seton Infinity V4, which is the tuner card I have, which is fancy because it allows me to watch cable TV, thanks to the cable card that they, cable companies are federally mandated to give us. Which, by the way, if anyone's looking, they came up with a six-tuner version, so keep your eyes open for that if you really want something to play around with. Other things I was going to talk about, of course, where could I go this week without talking about VGX Awards? My God, I had never watched the VGA Awards, so I didn't know what I was getting into. I'm told that this year the VGX was actually an improvement over the VGAs. If that's the case, holy fucking shit. I forced myself to watch that. I knew, like, 5 minutes into watching the stream that I was in for a shitty experience because I don't know what that guy's name is. The guy who does, like, the deadpan comedy where he tries to be all serious and that's supposed to be funny somehow. Yeah, no, you could tell he didn't want to be there. You could tell he was just looking off to the side being like, so where's my fucking paycheck, dude? Oh, I gotta finish the show first. Okay. Well then, allow me to make stupid jokes while I'm at it. Just a lot of, and I guess, you know, I wasn't so pissed off about this fact, but I guess there were people pissed off because, like, I think the second award they gave out in the night was the Video Game of the Year award, which I guess is supposed to be the last award of the night. I don't know. VGA, it was a weird experiment, and I can tell you right now, experiment fucking failed. Hopefully they'll fix that up. I myself didn't watch the entire thing. I tuned out as soon as they went to that quote unquote Grand Theft Auto concert, where it was pretty much guys who looked like they were either high, drunk, possibly both, saying, like, the most incoherent shit I have ever heard in my life. I can't even remember it now, but I just remember being, like, I zoned out for a moment, and I came back, like, to fully paying attention, and went, wait, what the fuck is this? And, yeah, no, that's the time I tuned out. Those of you who follow my Twitter feed, the RSN Voice one, you can definitely see my frustration growing throughout the night at the VGX Awards. And then I can't remember exactly what the big reveal was, but I guess if you tweeted the hashtag VGX X amount of times, they were going to do some weird reveal. It didn't even, like, prove to be too much of a reveal anyways. I also know that Nintendo fans were kind of pissed off because of all the game reveals they could do, Reggie pulled out Cranky Kong. I'm not big into Nintendo gaming, so I don't really know all about that. I can't tell you anything. I do know that apparently console gamers are fucking stupid because, is it Crystal Dynamics? The guys who developed Tomb Raider? I think it's Crystal Dynamics. Well, we can do a quick wiki search on that, can't we? Wiki. Wiki it to your face! Yep, Crystal Dynamics. Okay, so, like I was saying, apparently console gamers are fucking stupid because they're re-releasing Tomb Raider for the next-gen consoles. All it is a fucking reskin. They're not changing anything, they're just reskinning it to look HD. So my guess is, what was the last game then? Not HD? Okay. And somebody is apparently, now I can't verify this, you know, 100%, but I'm told that it's somehow different. that it makes better use of the game console somehow. That's beyond me. And then there was that, what was it, Snowfall Engine or something like that for the new Tom Clancy game that's coming out. And everyone's like all excited because, oh, look how awesome this looks. It's going to be so bitchin'. Us console gamers got everything over PC. First off, it was a pre-rendered video. I don't know if anyone noticed that. It was pre-rendered. And as somebody pointed out, good luck getting that kind of detail on a game console, especially in, you know, a very active scene where there's bullets, AI, all that other kind of stuff. No one really thinks about that at the time they're watching these trailers. They just, like, they freak out about how glorious it looks. And then, yes, I'm going full PC Master Race on people tonight because I everyone tells me I'm missing out by not playing on Xbox or PlayStation. You know what? I've been playing on my PlayStation. Let's update the fucking firmware. Every time I boot that thing. Also, Windows is not the best, because if Windows was the best, I wouldn't be getting fucking pissed off about the fact that it can't record video for more than 12 hours. See, that's where it kind of has this weird breakdown going on, because you get into this PC Master Race, and then there's Windows, but now there's Linux coming up in the background, and then there's OS X somewhere in the corner, blue. I'm on a $2,500 computer. I'm an Apple. No one cares. You overpaid. If you bought an Apple product within the last 5 years, let's go eight. If you bought an Apple product in the last 8 years, you have overpaid for your computer and you should feel bad. Probably pissed off a few people by saying that. Oh, well, but it's the truth. It's the truth. An Apple computer is, you know, basic computer components, but it's an extra $800 because there's an Apple logo on it. That's all it comes to. And I see Willow21 fell asleep while watching the VGX Awards. Well, I unfortunately could not, because I also had to tweet my anger about that. So, yeah, overall, long story short, the VGX Awards was pretty shitty. I'm hoping they change the format, but they probably won't. They had to pay for OS X development. Oh, I had a stream go out. I wonder what that was about. Whatever, it's back now. Like 58 frames drop, that's not too bad. I can't understand people who are willing to put that. You know what? My desktop, $1,300. And the most expensive part was the video card. And even then, if you do your research properly, you can get a very good gaming rig for like $800. So, I'm just going to put that out there. Take it, leave it, what have you. Or you can get the... I know. It just came to mind right now what else I was going to talk about. So, Sega shocked me this week. Sega and Sonic Team. This is a double whammy. They released a patch for a Sonic game. That, in its own, is kind of like big news. Because... anyone who's played a Sonic Team game within the past, forever, knows that once Sonic Team releases a game, they abandon it. They disavow that it was ever theirs, they never touch it again, they never do anything to fix it. But they broke their trend. Now, granted, the reason they broke their trend is because they made a stupid mistake. The patch was for Lost World. And among the many things that it patched in, it patched in the ability to get one ups for every 100 rings. You know, the way it's been for forever, apparently somebody commented out that code, which is kind of funny. You know that that's what happened. Somebody accidentally commented out that code and nobody noticed it until after it was shipped, and then they went, shit. And then they were kind of probably hoping that no one would notice, but somebody probably did notice and started hounding them. And since Sega will actually pay attention to you who actually own their games, they won't pay attention to me because I don't own Lost World. Which, by the way, serves you bastards right for getting low sales numbers, putting that as a Wii U exclusive. That's right, I'm still bitter about that. It's a really stupid move. You know, at a time when they need to be making money, they pull stupid moves like that. It's kind of just weird. So, whatever. They also, apparently, another thing that caught my eye was they patched a quote-unquote graphical glitch. I'm not sure what that is, but it's kind of funny that now they're starting to patch things like that, considering Sonic 06 is pretty much one giant Charlie Foxtrot. That's what I'm just going to call that. I started calling it Charlie Foxtrot. Bugs everywhere, incomplete code, level design, it's just wow. This should seriously, they should go back and fix that. Just saying. You know, port it to PC, why the hell not? You know, the game can't be worse than it already is. And I'm not saying that the 100 rings thing is an accident. I'm just saying that's my speculation. Because you don't kind of push a game out there without a core game mechanic knowingly and then patch it in because somebody complained. You know, I think somebody accidentally compiled it without that little bit of code. Like, it accidentally got commented out or something. Like, maybe they're trying to change something. Shit happens. As somebody who does, you know, well, I don't do application development. As somebody who does do development nonetheless, you will occasionally fuck up and comment out code that you're not supposed to comment out, and it causes unforeseen consequences. So, like I said, I'm just going with it was probably on that part. And they fixed it! Which, again, is kind of strange, because normally Sonic Team is content to just sit there and go, whatever, we'll next game we'll try harder. Alright, so that's what I wanted to talk about right off the top of my head. I don't know what else they patched. I'm pretty sure I could look it up right now. Logs.sega.com. Come on. You can do it! They got some weird picture. Stuff. Concept art. Here we go. First off, I'd like to point out that the title of this is Sonic Lost World for Wii U gets free update. Free update, that's a little weird, crazy, don't you think? Free update. I would just like to, you know, yeah, free update. As opposed to what? You're going to pay us to download patches for your fuck-ups? Is that what's going on? Hopefully they don't do that, because if they do, you'll have officially gone EA, and we'll have to start boycotting your games. Okay, gameplay updates. Collecting 100 rings will now grant the player an extra life. In the event of a game over, we have doubled the amount of lives the player will begin with when continuing from 5 to 10. There's some fixes here. Fixed a rare graphical issue that would sometimes appear during the pinball section of Frozen Factory Casino area. When completing the Nightmare DLC, users will be notified that they can replay it after scoring 100,000 points. And now items will now appear on the world map. Here's your list of updates. Oh, that, you know, that's while I'm babbling on here, that was another thing I did get into a discussion with someone online. Like, you know, maybe they should just copy like Irrational Games 1999 mode, which I'm told apparently there was a mode similar to that in the previous Sonic game, where it basically goes back to being like the classic Sonic games, where you get 3 tries, 3 lives to each continue. Sorry, 3 continues, 3 lives to each continue. And if you fucking fail, you lose everything and go back to the beginning. I don't see why they can't have a mode like that where if you exhaust all your lives and continues, it just wipes your save state and you have to start at level 1. Just putting that out there. More stuff I'm looking at here. Images are showing up in chat rooms. Everywhere. Alright, I should probably get some music going here, huh? It's about that time. I don't have Lost World soundtrack just yet, so I won't be able to give you that. But hey, we'll just go with Sonic Colors. Why not? As soon as I can find it. My eyes really suck. Just like to point that out. Let's see. Who shall we use? We'll just pick a random file. You, here. You, here. Alright. Well, no, don't play it. Jesus. VLC's getting a little freaking jumpy. Okay, whatever. We're back. And I shall be back shortly. So this is Arson Live with me, voice. I can't believe I ranted that long. that's a hiccup. Let's see, what does it say? Excessive timing errors. Always with the excessive timing errors. It's always fun. Let's see. We're still connected, at least on that part. So as we are, which I guess is okay. That's good. Yeah. I think I'm gonna have to, like, do some checks to see what is causing those errors. It's not cool. Cool at all. Well, we may have had one fuck up, but I can certainly put on another song. Because why not? We're gonna fight through this, I think. You know what? At least it kind of, like, goes into, like, playback mode where it's playing my talk-over music instead of just going dead silent. That's a bonus, I guess. You know. They always say that dead air is the worst you can get, I guess, in the industry that I'm not in, but I happen to know phraseology from because I apparently watch too many YouTube videos. Okay. Alright. New song. We'll be right back. it's claiming I'm not streaming anymore, but I am streaming, just so you know. Just being a little strange today. So, of course, we have hit that time of the night, so let's flip the playlist over and hit this. So, of course, it is that time of the night where I gotta read up a... I'm hearing an echo again. But whatever. It's that time of the night again where I've got to read a fanfiction section. And for those of you who weren't paying attention last week, we are keeping up with the fanfiction entitled Chris the Hedgehog. Now, that said, I am not going to read the entire chapter. I'm going to break it in half because I don't feel like reading all this text in one go. And it just pads the... pads everything out, I guess, which is good in a way. So let's see here. So the description of it is just a new hedgehog appears after an extended dirt nap. Literally, what is to happen? How would Sonic, Shadow, and Silver take the new competition? And we're going to be reading chapter 3, or at least the first half of it, chapter 3, which is entitled A Fight to Remember. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. It's an obscenely long chapter. Oh, of course, fan fiction. Remember, this is the new RSN Live section. Gotta do it. By the way, if people can keep recommending fan fiction, greatly appreciated. Because, you know, all that fun things. Also, keep in mind that I don't do voice acting, so I'm not going to read any dialogue, any character voices, because that's not what I do, because I know some of you are listening for the first time. We've got some first-time listeners. Oh, look, some business on the stream. That's funny. That's actually funny and rare. So, without further ado, I present to you Chapter 3 of Chris the Hedgehog, entitled A Fight to Remember. Chris, this is interesting, isn't it? Tykel. Yeah, it is. I can't wait to see what happens next. Chris, I bet you can't. Well, anyways, Sega owns the Sonic characters in some, if not most, of the places which are in this little piece I would like to call my life. You know what? I'm just going to skip the dialogue, because the dialogue's fucking stupid. Chapter 3, A Fight to Remember. Tykel sees Sonic and the others getting ready to fight as she suddenly remembers she sent a distress signal through the Master Emerald to Knuckles, telling him that something big was coming their way. Before she had time to react, Sonic and the others charged the newly appeared hedgehog. She stepped out of the way and said sorry quickly to Chris, who caught on to the situation rather quickly. Shadow and Sonic spin dash, picking up speed and to hit Chris. This is pretty cool, he said. Observed them doing it. Knuckles leapt into the air, coming down with enough force to cut a mountain in half. Interesting, he said, observing the aerial assault coming his way. Then he saw Silver glowing blue, and then he felt a force making it so he couldn't move. A telepath. It's telekinesis, you fuckers. Haven't seen one of those in eons, he said to himself. With the three assaults nearing him, he snaps his fingers and time for him pauses, which made it so Silver's grip on him was lost. I learned a lot, he says as he walks past Sonic and Shadow, under Knuckles and his Silver. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Telepath, but you guys are quick to anger, and this is the only way I can see to prove the point. Also, it's the funniest way. He picks up Silver, walks back past Sonic and Shadow, back under Knuckles, places Silver in the place he was just standing. After placing Silver in the direct path of the assault, he walks over to Tykel and sits on the ground next to her. Indian snaps his fingers and watches the funniest thing he has seen in a long time. Shadow and Sonic spin dash Silver, breaking his concentration, which gave him enough time to stop Knuckles from knocking him into the next week. He's in his ESP. Tykel, not noticing Chris sitting next to her, is startled when he says, "Isn't it great seeing friends roughhousing with each other?" He smiles, looking up at her, and she smiles back. Knuckle yells, "Where the hell did he go?" Silver, recovering from the two spin dash attacks, holds his head and says, "I don't know, and how the hell did I end up over here?" Let's see. I'm trying to pay attention to multiple things, it's always fun! Shadow stands and scans the area and sees Chris waving at him like a child sitting in Indian style. "He used chaos control, clever bastard," he says. Sonic says to Shadow, "He did? Well, I would have thought you would have been able to notice it, Mr. Ultimate Lifeform," being as sarcastic as ever. Shadow, pulling out his green chaos armor, and says, "Don't worry, I'll end this. Chaos control!" With that, he slowed down time and walked over to Chris. He looked Chris in his face, seeing him frozen, so he thought. He forgot a T. "Are you going to look at me all day, or are you going to jump back, startle a little, and try to attack me?" Shadow jumped back in surprise at the fact that Chris was not practically frozen in time. Shadow pulled out a .45 caliber magnum with a custom pearl handle and pointed it at Chris, his head. It said, "In either case, we are both in this time rift, so we move at the same pace, and neither one of us can dodge bullets in here." Chris just stood up, noticing that Shadow's gun was following him. "Listen, young one, you will learn that when you believe, you won't have to. Now, the messed up thing would be if your bullet went back into the gun after you fired, because that would ruin your obviously expensive toy now, wouldn't it?" Shadow, looking at him sternly in the eyes, trying to see if he was bluffing, and realizes they're already in chaos control, so there's no way that can happen. "Well then, let's see." With that, Shadow pulled the trigger. Unrecognizable to Shadow, Chris snapped his finger. At the same time, Shadow pulled the trigger. The bullet, frozen in time, had already hit the barrel and was lingering in the air, less than 10 inches away from his head. "Well, Shadow, you experienced the pain of challenging my word." With that said, Chris picked up Shadow and switched places with him, placing his head with the gun in it at the exact angle at which he fired, thus sending the bullet back into the gun. "And to make it funny," he says as he turns the bullet backwards so it's as if it never really left the barrel. Chris snaps his fingers again, and time resumes moving slow because Shadow's chaos control. Chris falls back, pretending to get shot. Blood came from his forehead. Shadow smirks with his accomplishment, feeling proud of himself. "Wasn't so tough," he turns, and realizes that wasn't Wizard standing a moment ago. "What the hell?" he questions himself. Then he hears stickers and laughter coming from Chris's supposed corpse. By the way, corpse is spelled with an S-E, not just S. The blood evaporated, and Chris shot up, looking at Shadow in the eyes. "As I said before, when you believe, you won't have to dodge a thing." Shadow looked at his weapon and noticed smoke came from it and felt hotter than normal. "What have you done?" he asked Chris angrily. "Nothing at all, besides stop time and change places with you." Shadow unloaded the magnum and seen the bullet back in its place, that it was red and was smoking. Also, the chamber itself was cracked. And that's where I'm going to stop it for tonight. Because why not? I hate everything. I'm sorry, just reading random stuff again. So yeah, there you go. That's our fanfiction tonight. I will certainly give it another go next week. Read the second half of chapter 3 of Chris the Hedgehog. Yeah. Alright, time to switch this back over, because it's time to get some music going again. And after that, those of you who are listening or watching, or both, why not? Double the fun, right? I will be opening Mumble shortly, so if you guys want to get in on that, go. By all means, go for it. Let's do this. I'm trying to find some stuff here. I had to remember to play something because I was going to, and I completely forgot to. It will happen. So. There, we got some music set up. Now let's see if Internet DJ console screws up or not. Either way, this is Voice RSN Live, and we'll be right back. By we, I mean me.
trouble to begin. I'm free to move unless another hand gets in. Be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, it's nothing it all just means. Nothing it all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven rings in hand, speed through nights with feet in sand. Seven rings in hand, want us all under command. Seven rings in hand, wild with just one single hand. Seven rings in hand, arrow hearts catch fire now. Memories that dance, fairy tales in trance. No one to believe, nothing's up to chance.
Get in on the mumble action. That would be the time to get your butts over there to the RSN live chat. Let's see how many people actually run over there, shall we? Meanwhile, I guess I should unmute myself. Gotta unmute this one. Let's get the conversation piece there. There, now they're all popping in. Oh god. Oh god. Oh no. No. People are talking, but I can't hear anything. I probably forgot to connect something again, because that's what I do. Hold on. Let me see what I broke. Yeah, I forgot to connect it. No, you think I would fix that? There we go. There. Now you're on.
I still don't understand why everyone wants to have a virtual audio rack when I don't get it.
Because that's the way it works. I like how it's saying that I'm playing the same song, even though I'm not. No, maybe I should change that in a second. Boom. See what it does there.
2,000 for retail, sir. Seriously?
I would do something. Oh, there it goes. Wow. Nope.
It doesn't make sense, because what I remember is I remember Source being released in 2001. It was Source well after 1.6.
Source was 2004.
Really, I missed the discussion. Alright,
if Source was 2004, then why the hell is Team Fortress 2 vastly different?
Oh, hold on. Like this is gonna get awkward very quickly if everyone's trying to talk at the same time.
Yes, Chad. Yes, Dean. I know that the Counter Strike up to 1.6 ran out of gold source.
I was playing my Counter Strike. It's the spawning rate.
Sorry, what was that?
We're talking about gaming stuff that's off topic, also, incredibly off topic. We don't even know what we're talking about.
The reason TF2 is so much different from Counter Strike Source is because there's a huge difference between 2004 and 2007.
Wait, when did the Orange Box release?
2007.
Totally step back right now. And just
what the fuck? Oh my god, I'm forgetting all my fucking years now.
Did you know the Counter-Strike Global Offensive came out in 2012?
Yeah. Yes.
Who wants to talk about the new Sonic game?
I played the new Sonic game. I played it. You talk about Sonic Muscle.
Oh, you mean that new Sonic game?
You that's mean the not one that's
been
new.
Out
that's
for, oh, Sonic 2 remake.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about that one.
But it's a new stage. Well, new.
It's a rehash of a rehash, but the rehash. But we're good.
New. I guess Taxman got angry that he couldn't, like, do the stages for Sonic CD, hidden stages for Sonic CD, so he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it for this one.
Interesting.
They should add something into the game that makes fun of the fact that Sonic 2 HD gets closed down.
Maybe that should be an achievement.
Yeah, they should.
Sonic 2 released.
No, seriously. They actually should. It should be like something like, you know that thing in Duke Nukem 3D where if you noclip into a specific wall, this is you're supposed to be here? They should have like something like that, but be incredibly accessible.
There should be just be a screenshot of one of the development topics for Sonic 2 HD in an area that you're not supposed to get into. Is that what you're
or
saying?
At least an area like it was also stupid. Like make a level, actually another level where there's like an underground area, or an atop area where this basically sends you back to the start of the map, but at like a higher height there.
Also, you're thinking of Grand Theft Auto 3 that had the sign that says you're not supposed to be here unless they both have it.
Oh, that was known. That was seeable from like right across the other side of the wall. That was meant to be found. You could see like something on there, and like people wanted to see it, so they went and saw it.
You know what should happen after the end credits for Sonic 2? It should just green screen like that.
What? Did it actually? Oh my god! How'd you get to do that?
That's the anti-piracy code.
That's the anti-piracy thing.
Yeah.
No margin bullshit like in Sonic CD. You could get past incredibly easy.
I don't know what to tell you.
What's expected?
Oh, there goes the audio again.
I'm going to do some rottenness.
God sakes. Again, I will eventually figure out what the hell's going on with that.
It's
something in progress. That's three files now. Three files I gotta edit. Alright, we're back.
We're back to Sonic 06. Play it for you. You can't beat it. Because it's no use.
It's no use.
That should be like the, it should have been the tagline for it.
That should have been the trailers. That voice line should have been in the trailers to make it all more amazing when it happened.
I don't know. I'm also kind of like the weird person who thinks it would have been amazing to have like JK Simmons in the game somewhere.
It's like, lol, JK can't win.
No, instead we got Dan Green as Mephiles or whatever it is. Mephiles guy.
Mephiles.
Don't you mean Dan Green is like all the male leads again?
No, he didn't play Sonic.
What? Oh yeah, I forgot. That was Jason. Jason.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're ranting about random things at this point, because that's what we do.
Yeah, Tassos, you missed a lot of stuff, so... Yeah.
I mean, again, for the folks that are listening for the first time, the show's title is Randomtonic and Live. Emphasis on the random and the live. There is a lot of, you know, you're not going to know what you're doing.
If we move found out, I'm still
up. Basically, we're the bicycle, and you're riding on all the rails.
What?
And then you fall in off.
Hey, aren't we the bicycle? I mean, unless, of course, you think that's wrong.
Jonathan's riding a bicycle.
Yeah. Upset. Now, you see, as soon as you say that word, it becomes wrong because you made it so.
Exactly.
Why don't you just play, I don't know, Sonic Heroes?
I'd rather play a Sonic mod for Fallout 3 if that exists.
I'm hoping they do that again, by the way. I'm hoping they do that again at the Sonic Marathon. Because I want to see Zach break another disc in half.
Wait, what? He did?
He took the GameCube version of Sonic Heroes and in front of everybody on camera snapped it in half.
Was it after they were done playing, or was it like pissed off at one level, opened up the GameCube tray?
And I'm betting it's the same level.
And then he opened up the GameCube tray and then died.
I'm betting it's the same level that made me quit. I'm gonna guess rail.
I don't know, Dean. Maybe there's too many laptops connected to your router.
What? Maybe your Wii U is updating.
Yeah, maybe all those stuff, like your phone and your console and everything else.
It decided all at the same time it wants to update.
Like, seriously, like, not a lot of people realize that if you have a router with a broadband internet connection, every device that's connected and add, like, 50 milliseconds of ping to your ping. How much ping you're getting. The thing's actually
yo, dog,
using
I heard
some
you
packets.
Like ping, so I pinged your ping, so now you have pings.
Hey, you want me to ping you? I'll open up CMD and I'll ping you. What's your IP?
It's 127.0.0.1.
You bullshit me. I know that's not it.
Okay, you got me. It's actually 192.168.1.1.
Yeah, no cigar. Not even my router's IP.
You know, if you just do a broadcast, quit
giving me giving me class B or class A addresses.
Okay, mine's 10.1.1.1.
My school doesn't even use that.
That'll never conflict with anything.
Actually, no. If you have a different gateway with 10.10.10.10, you can have another like area of internet going around your gateway. It's like pretty good.
You're forgetting
you want, like,
that
some...
one. What happens when you start connecting to VPNs and things? And they start using the same IPs.
Oh, actually, it doesn't happen.
VPNs doesn't
my
happen.
School
it
all the time
all
because
the time.
I don't have packets.
Tell
I connect to VPNs
you
all
know
the
what?
Time.
If you really
want to
ping me, it's 8.8.8.8.
I don't want to ping Google. Especially Google Alternate Server.
Voice is Google.
I am Google. I am the Googles.
No, you're not. Okay, voice.
If that's
then,
the case,
then
I have
voice.
A list of complaints we'd like to come
yep.
through.
Yeah, we have a list of complaints that you must comply to.
I'm sorry,
the
you can't
Google,
reach me that
Google,
way.
The Google
yeah, have you tried our product forums?
And what forums? All you have is Google Plus.
No, they have forums.
Bullshit. If they have forums, then nobody goes to them.
No, you can actually find Google people in the Android ones.
On the Android ones, of course, because all the kids who bought an Android phone really cheap have it on their forums.
Good luck getting a.
They bought a Nook. They bought a Nook for like 99 cents, and are yelling at Apple for Google for making a really bad product.
But people like those.
Sorry, I kind of lost track.
Pingas.
Pingas.
Pingas. Snoop Ringas? I see.
Silent.
What?
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 Who?
Who?
I said Pingas timeout.
Okay, you know what? Let's have a little like interactive thing here. I'm gonna go down the list of names, and I'm gonna task which kind of computer you have, and if you're more powerful, well then no. Okay, Lime, what's the specs for your PC console?
He's muted.
Oh, Lime's muted. I mean, Lime muted himself. Okay, we can't talk to Rack, so I guess we'll have to talk to Shaddix. Like, have you upgraded your laptop? Because if you haven't, then your console's more powerful.
I don't think we know what we're talking about anymore.
Dean, what's your laptop specs?
I don't know.
How old is your laptop?
He has an AMD AB.
Yeah.
How old is the laptop? How old is it?
1 year now.
That's right, we're still doing this show, somehow.
How much money was it? How much money was it?
A lot. A lot of dollars and pounds.
You need to tell me how much it was.
Was by the way, grand, people who are still listening,
or was it
you
not
can
a grand?
Still get into the Mumble conversation. You just have to download Mumble. If
you
go you to
bet
the,
better, because I'm just gonna take over the show if you don't.
If you go to the, if you click on the Mumble section, it'll tell you where you need to go to get on the Mumbles. The Mumbles.
Yep. Okay, so technically, since Dean's not gonna tell me anything proper, I'm gonna assume that his computer is faster than his current console, and he's not a peasant. Okay.
Really.
Well, now we're going over to Trekkie, and since Trekkie's a respectable person, he is obviously part of the Master Race because his console would obviously not be more powerful than his computer. Isn't that right, Trekkie?
That is correct.
That still has like a computer with a 580 in it. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Everyone should know, I do not care about specifications. As long as I can play something,
okay,
I don't give a shit.
Okay. I understand that you guys are having an argument, but the problem is they're all freaking crackling up the ass.
Oh, god damn it. I miss how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Well, I'm sure you can download it.
I'm sure Shaddix can download more RAM as well.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Dean, make sure you download more RAM before you go to bed.
I think it's usually better to do it in the mornings because then you have it, you know, fresh for the day.
You gotta refresh your RAM, man.
Yeah, it wears out over the day. You know?
Is it wrong that I haven't?
So you gotta re-download every morning.
So with my exclusive sleuthing skills, I found that Dean and Lime are the two console peasants in the room.
Lime does not have the only console Lime has is a Wii, and that's it.
And that's broken.
See? See? You're a peasant. You have not ascended to the master race of PC gaming.
He's in the master race. And Dean has a better laptop than his consoles. So.
Yeah, I can't even play on the Wii. It's broken.
The Wii is broken?
Yeah.
But the only console you have is a Wii, and you have a laptop.
So many bad jokes to be made from that.
Well, it isn't broken the way you think. And mouse actually chewed it broken.
Broken Wii.
Wow.
We had a mouse visitor in the house.
God, it's so funny.
Yeah. He has both.
Wait, what are you doing using my real name on the internet? How dare you?
Oh. Right.
Good job.
Sorry.
Good job, man.
Don't worry. Nobody knows my real name, and even if they do, they're not gonna like go on the forums. On the forums.
And did you just confirm it?
By using my real name, I will be scared. Really blame Task Force.
Go ahead and use my real name. I don't care.
So everyone, go onto the Radio Sega forums and like make a topic pertaining to my name, and I'll go blame Tassos for it.
You can try to use my name, nobody will be able to pronounce it anyway.
That reminds me.
Try and pronounce my name correctly in text, obviously. Because pronouncing in text is kind of hard.
This only reminds me, I had to bug Radio Sega, because I remember asking about getting simulcasted and I have to get back to you on that. And that was over a week ago, I think.
Come on, Tasso, step it up.
What?
Step it up!
You're too slow!
I know, the Wi-Fi signal is horrible. I can barely hear you.
Sonic and the shitty Wi-Fi coming to a Wii U near you.
rhymes too badly.
It does.
What?
So bad.
Help Sonic find his cell phone signal.
What the f*** is going on?
Also, in other news, Also, in other news, the Steam support has given me the third fix to try and fix Left 4 Dead 2.
Does it involve sacrificing a lamb?
No. The first fix was the fix that they told everyone to do. Just, like, refresh your content cache, non-necessary Steam files in Steam, and re-download them. The second one was, have you tried re-downloading and installing it? And then this one is, please, like, back up your Steam apps folder or delete it, and then make another one and downloading the game from there. And if this doesn't work, then I'm assuming that they're gonna, like, give me chocolate and candy goodness and, like, give me a free game or something.
They have to.
It's not gonna work.
Okay,
Well, because, like, look, Left 4 Dead 2 obviously has cool things that I wanted to do in it, and I was able to do it sometime else. What the problem is, it's a problem with the DirectX 9, because, it just, like, crashes in the background if I don't have two monitors. If I don't have two monitors plugged into it, give me a DirectX 9 error. All fixes to that DirectX 9 error do not work. It's the same exact error.
Well, on that note, I'm gonna have to go ahead and start wrapping this up, because I need food.
Oh, food is important.
Food is important.
Wrap it up with a tiny bow.
Alright, you guys can say your goodbyes, because I'm about to kick you off the stream.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was very angry sounding.
Oh, no.
If you see any other furries on the street, I'm gonna rape you.
Alright, enough of that. I should unmute myself now. Alright, so, this has been another episode of RSN Live, so tune in next week, because I'm sure I'll find something to rant about then. Why not? I'm always finding things to rant about. And, of course, we have to finish the second half of Chapter 3 of Chris the Hedgehog. So, until next week, and until then, this is Voice RSN Live. See you later! Oh, and this is for Dean.
Listening to RSN Radio.
Son of a bitch! Alright. I'll try this again.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
You lame ass fuckers!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.